Want to influence parents on an issue? Teach their kids. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edwin Stafford, professor of marketing at Utah State University, examines how teaching kids about pollution changed their parents' perspectives.
Utah suffers from some of the worst air pollution in the nation during our winter inversion months. Local citizens' general indifference about it, however, has been a key hurdle for tackling it. In 2015, Rosalind McCann and I launched a clean air poster contest at a local high school to educate teens learning to drive to understand the air pollution implications of their new driving privilege and to learn driving strategies to preserve air quality, limiting idling, trip chaining, carpooling. Teens reported that they were more likely to engage in clean air actions as a consequence of the contest. Unexpectedly, contestants also reported that they talked with their parents about clean air actions in what we called the inconvenient youth effect, inspired by an amusing Wall Street Journal article about how parents often feel pressured to comply with their children's pestering over environmental behaviors. Since 2015, our contest has grown into the Utah High School Clean Air Poster Contest, engaging hundreds of teens annually. Their posters are often funny, edgy, and terrifying. Intrigued by potential teen influence on parents, we surveyed parents and found 71% reported that their teens initiated conversations with them about air pollution. They were most influenced into changing their own driving behaviors when their teens talked about specific clean air actions, such as limiting idling, compared to more general conversations about air pollution or the contest. Interestingly, few parents said these exchanges were pestering or inconvenient. Rather, most said that their teens' influence came about with simple, rational conversations about air pollution. Some parents even welcomed it. In sum, teens can be persuasive change agents, potentially breaking Utah's apathy about air pollution.
That was Edwin Stafford of Utah State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.